Welcome to Acknowledging This First, where we acknowledge God over here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Acknowledging Us First. I'm your host, Phil, and you're now tuned in to a Christian-based podcast where we lean on Jesus while navigating our faith. Join me every week for a new episode. Happy Black History Month. I hope y'all are staying safe out there. I missed you. I know it's been a minute. I know it's like the second week in February and I haven't posted, but listen, I can explain. This is not an excuse, but I can explain. I just needed a time to just sit back and refocus. And today's word is about us refocusing and recentering God back into our lives. So let's get into this episode. Now that the high of the New Year's is finally dying down, it's time for us to really lock in and refocus on God. Because that's who really matters right now, right? Galatians 3 verse 2 states, "Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And trust me, I completely understand. Life, re-lifing, sometimes our earthly problems really takes a toll on our mental health. And it's take precedence sometimes over God. But always remember, he's at the center. He's the only one that can help us in this lifetime, right? It's not humans. It's not by our will, but God's will, right? So recentering and refocusing God back into our 2024 will set us up for better, okay? Will set us up to win. Will set us up not to fall. And by doing that, we'll be in a better position. And for us to really recenter and refocus on God, we got to be in our word, right? When was the last time you read your Bible? Be honest. Be honest. And if it's anything less than today, no, do better for 2024. We need to really actually lock in and do what we're gonna do and talk to God every day, right? If you're in a relationship, you talk to your partner every day. So why is it with God, you just giving him the silent treatment and God didn't even do anything to you, right? And he's the one that we actually need to make it through this life. So it's time for us to really just, you know, take a step back, look into ourselves and see why God is not at the center. Because he said he's supposed to be the head, right? For us to really make it through life. The statement said, pick up your cross and follow me. So if you're following God, meaning you have to keep your eye on God. And for you to be keeping your eye on God and lock in with God, you have to be in his word so you can know how he sounds, to understand God's character. So you don't get lost when life be lifing, when things happen. You understand who you are in Christ. You understand who Christ is. And God said, I am, right? When you understand that Christ is I am and anything is possible with Christ, all things are possible in Christ. When life be hitting you with a big brick, you will not falter because you know who you is and you know that God is with you at all times. So refocus and recenter God back into your lives. And I understand that this is easier said than done, right? Sometimes it's just lip talk. But if you're going to be a Christian, right? And you're going to pick up your cross and follow God, right? You're going to have to put in that work. God is not going to be the only one putting in that work. He already put in the work. He created you. He created the earth. He created you. He caused the sun to rise, the moon to rise. He already did his part. Now it's your turn. So you need to put in that work and actually put him at the center so you can make it out this thing alive on the other side, right? So we can have eternal life and go be up there with God, right? And for us to do that, we have to just lock in and recenter him and have God at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. Not me singing, going to church. But yeah, we really need to do that for this year. That's the word for this year. Refocus, okay? I understand sometimes we might stumble, we might fall, but get back up. Get back up and put God right back at the center, right? Every time you feel yourself drifting, you need to really understand why and get back in your word and pray about it. Talk to God. And always remember, one thing I always tell you on this podcast, prayer is communication. So it's one thing to say a prayer, but y'all need to wait on God to respond. Wait on God to talk back to you, right? This is a conversation. Do not be rude. Thank you very much. But Another verse that I would like to highlight is Philippians. Oh wow, not the tongue twister. Hold up. Wait a minute. Philippians 4 verse 8, right? It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. So when life is lifing, right, I brought up this verse to just give you a little bit of encouragement. When life is lifing, please understand you need to fill your mind with whatever is good, because misery loves company. Negative thoughts just gonna get more heavy and heavier the more you think about it. So whenever you catch yourself drifting, because it's going to happen, we're human beings, God understands this, but that's why he gave us the blueprint and told us, hey, think of whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, so you don't go to the sunken place. If y'all watch Get Out, y'all the real one. But yeah, just, you know, start encouraging yourself and filling yourself with things of God, whatever is praiseworthy. When you focus on things that are of God, you'll never not hear God. You'll never not see God, because all those things are of God, right? And you understand his action, the way he speaks, and your mind will be filled of God, right? And you will always stay where you need to be, which is in God's presence, right? And keeping God at the center, even though I know sometimes it's hard, hear me when I say this, you can do this. It is possible. And that's the only way to really make it through this life, because this life is filled with so much bad, but it's also filled with good, right? I don't want you to ever only focus on the bad. There's also good, right? There's a balance of things. And this is why God tried to protect us, and he put in his good book the blueprint of what we need to do to really stay on this narrow path, right? Because remember, the path to Christ, with Christ, the path to righteousness, to eternal life, it's a narrow one, right? Not everybody's going to take the path that we take. But while being on this path, to make it as easy as possible, it's to focus on God and have him at the center. Have him as someone you can lean on, that you can draw strength from, that can encourage you to keep going. All right, y'all, this is all I had to say for this week. This was just a word that's been on my soul, and I just had to get this out. I hope y'all are staying blessed, staying safe. I heard COVID is on the rise again, so please mask up. Take y'all vitamin C. Please build y'all immune system. Let's not have a repeat of 2019. Nah, 2020. Please not have a repeat of 2020. All right, I have a song that I would like y'all to listen to, and it's by Sade again. It's called "The Air I Breathe." I'm gonna play it for you right now. One moment.
Purify my dreams as I cover my face so they can see your face in me. Father, teach me how to fall in love with simple things. Surely I will give you glory for eternity. You are all I need. Once upon a time, the mustard tree was just a seed.
That was "The Air I Breathe" by Sade and Isabel Brown. Like, y'all, that man, he just don't understand how beautiful his voice is. I hope that song touched you like the way it touched me. And I hope y'all stay safe out there, as always. You know I'm your big sis. I don't want nothing wrong with y'all. Please, be safe out here in these streets. Stay prayed up, oiled up in y'all word. But always remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Bye.